How about a wooden vessel with an open top used to carry water in, or
a bucket?
How about?
Speaking of that wooden pail, would also be a wooden pail for a scrub pail, a scrubbing pail, be made of wood and carrying water. I mean a scrubbing pail, but for carrying water from a well or for drinking, I might speak of a bucket. But still, a water pail would be used just as frequently, I think.
Okay, and then you wouldn't make any distinction then between pail and bucket. If it's made out, let's say, would you ever call it a bucket if it's made out of tin? Or plastic?
Well, a tin pail. Well, I often think of a pail. More often, I think of a tin pail
uh-huh.
or a plastic pail. But a bucket could be. I think pail would be more frequently used.
Okay. Good. How about one that's used for garbage or swill?
A garbage can.
Okay. How about a large galvanized one, these 20-gallon ones? What do you call it? You know, the big ones?
Yeah, well, a galvanized tank.
How about the thing that you prepare eggs in? You break the eggs in this and you... that you're frying them in there.
What do you mean? Did you fry them in?
Yeah.
You mean a skillet?
Okay. Now, do you use any other name besides that? Skillet?
Frying pan.
Okay. How about one that's electrified? One that has a plug, you know. Did you ever see one of those?
Well, electric frying pan. I think, electric frying pan, I think would be more commonly used.
How about a heavy iron vessel with a large opening on the top for boiling potatoes?
A pot.
Okay. How about a large, a thing with a handle on it that you heat water in for tea?
A kettle.
How about the utensil that you use to bring soup up to your mouth?
Soup spoon.
How about a container for cut flowers?
Vase. Depends on the price of it, you know. A vase for the cheap. Vase costs a little more.
Okay.
Even if it's the same size and design.
Okay. How about a permanent refuse container? Something for... that you'd keep, for instance, they're out in the alley.
You mean to destroy it? You mean an incinerator?
All right, yeah. Now, they're made out of concrete, you know. You sometimes see them out in the alley, permanent ones. Do you have any of those for garbage?
Let's see. I think they call it a garbage bin, I think. I haven't thought of that for a long time. I know what they are. I can draw a picture of a sketch of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good.
Is that the acceptable word?
That's a good one. I don't...
Of course, you often speak of a bin thing that you store things in there and everything else, but that's not storage. It's refuse.
How about you have the... after a meal, you have to do what? You take the plates and things out and you go out in the kitchen and somebody has to do what?
They say do the dishes or wash the dishes. Some say do the dishes and wash the dishes.